Welcome to Audio Diaries, and we're back at Harman's Cross Station on this memorable day, the 7th of October 2023, and a good gathering of us are watching a splendid Victorian locomotive, a lot of which about it has been in the press and in the railway journals, number 563, the T3 in a glorious green colour. Well, one of my very long-serving Swanage Railway colleagues, Trevor, is with me. Trevor is one of our guards on the Swanage Railway. What a sight and a sound, Trevor.
Oh, absolutely. A magnificent machine. I can't wait to get a guard's turn behind that. It will be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. And what a tribute to Victorian engineering.
Victorians certainly knew how to build a loco. I mean, it looks the business, it does the business. It's absolutely superb, Peter.
Mm-hmm. Well, today it's hauling its, what we could really say, its first public train, isn't it, really? With, in fact, on board are quite a lot of invited guests and others, and Swanage Railway staff having a ride behind this beautiful example of Victorian engineering. And it's making a lovely sound as well, too, isn't it?
It sounds good, it looks good, it's managed a couple of morsel coaches and a brake, and we got free cupcake on the trip up here, so what's not to like?
What more could you ask for? Trevor, thank you very much for your comments there on this lovely locomotive. And quite a few people have got out of the train just to admire this locomotive. And it's looking lovely in the October sunshine, just highlighting it, the sun sort of coming in from the west. And what it's doing, it's waiting at Harman's Cross Station because it has to cross with the Swanage Railway service train with another interesting locomotive, and that's one of the U-class locomotives built at Woolwich Arsenal in the late 20s and has been a regular and continues to be a regular on the Swanage Railway, 31806 in the shiny black British Railways mixed traffic livery. So that's what it's waiting for. Recently, at the time of this recording, we had a visit of the HST to the Swanage Railway, and was a lovely joint photo of the Victorian locomotive and the HST side by side at Swanage. Sort of the old and the new, but we're saying goodbye to the high-speed trains as well. So we're just waiting now for the train from Norden to come round the corner. And a photographic opportunity for people to get two interesting locomotives side by side. And it must be remembered, of course, that these locomotives were the sort of top express locomotives of their time. And locomotives like this would have hauled express trains in the late Victorian times and in the early part of the 20th century. And it just shows how solid their construction is and how they've lasted. Well, now the signalman at Harman's Cross is over the other side with the single line token for the service train, which is coming in to Harman's Cross now. And yet another Swanage train is absolutely full to capacity as it arrives at Harman's Cross. Well, we're going to get ready with the train to move off.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
I'm always being told off. Don't worry.
And this is the sound of 563 leaving Harmer's Cross. Now we're going to move along the platform and have a listen to the T3 leaving for Swanage. And this beautiful Victorian engine, very quiet actually, is just simmering at the Swanage end of platform 2. And making a splendid sight in its lovely rich green livery. That's LSWR on the tender, which is London South Western Railway. And looking absolutely splendid in this lovely October sunshine. And getting ready to move off for Swanage. A spirited departure from Harmon's Cross, platform 2, T3, 563, and getting away with its train for Swanage on this first day of it running with a public passenger train. So a bit more history has been made on the Swanage Railway. From us all at Harmon's Cross, I'll say goodbye and return you to the studio. So, how about that for a bit of Victorian technology, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. I saw and photographed and videoed the T3 on several occasions during its running season at the end of the summer. And it is a sight to behold, it really is. I mean, considering that it last steamed over 75 years ago, to see it running up and down the railway now in such splendid condition, well, it was absolutely wonderful.
It was nearly withdrawn completely in 1948 because it was kept on for the World War II sort of traffic era, when they obviously, you know, pushed for engines and, you know, and it was luckily saved in 1948, but as you say, it hadn't been steamed for 75 years, and a great tribute to Victorian engineering. What we had there was a montage we made of the two appearances of the historic locomotive on that historic launch day. The first recording was its train going from Swanage to Norden, and the second recording was one of the return trains coming back from Norden and calling at Harman's Cross, and a lot of tremendous whistling. There was a lot of people watching on the bridge, Haycrafts Lane.
Oh,
over
I'm sure
the track,
there was, yes,
you know.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed that for our audio diary, the historic T3 locomotive on the Swanage Railway.